Hello, critics, non-critics, and friends. Welcome to the Film Optics Podcast, where we take a glance into blockbusters, indie films, and everything in between. I'm your host, Christian, and today I'm riding solo as I will be doing a 4K Blu-ray review roundup of five titles. And those titles include Wonka, Aquaman 2, aka Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom, The Color Purple remake, The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, and Netflix's Wednesday Season 1. That's right, Wednesday got a physical release, and I could not be more excited. So I'm very excited to dive into these five titles with you guys here today. But before we begin today's episode, you can listen to our podcast on podcast platforms around the internet. That includes Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and more. And if you are a new or seasoned listener to our show, we would love to hear from you guys. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Threads at Film Optics. That is optics with an X. Or you can email us at filmoptics@gmail.com for any movie-related questions. Now, before we begin today's episode, I want to start off with a couple disclaimers. Firstly, I would like to extend my gratitude to Warner Brothers and Lionsgate for providing these titles we'll be discussing today. They have generously offered these titles to me for the review purposes of this podcast episode, and I'm very excited to dive into these five titles with you guys here today. And the second disclaimer is that I want to set expectations for our discussion today. With four movies and one series on the docket, I won't be able to delve deeply into each title the way I would like to, so instead, I'll just be sharing my thoughts on each film, helping you decide whether they're worthy or not to add to your Blu-ray collection. So let's get started. So the first title we're going to be tackling here today is Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom, aka Aquaman 2. This is now available for purchase as of March 12th over on Amazon, Target, Walmart. Unfortunately, not Best Buy. You can't find any of these titles over on Best Buy's website or in stores because Best Buy is no longer or will be no longer selling a physical media. Shame on you, Best Buy. Shame on you. Anyway, for my initial thoughts of Aquaman the Lost Kingdom, I actually skipped watching this in theaters because I didn't like the first Aquaman. And I love Jason Momoa. I'm not a big fan of Amber Heard, but I liked Willem Dafoe in the first film as well. But, you know, if you haven't seen that movie, you should probably know by now that his character kind of kicks the bucket. But when it comes to Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom, when I was sitting down watching it on my couch on my nice OLED television, I couldn't help but wonder. I had a little bit of hope for this. I was like, well, maybe it'll be different this time. Maybe after all of the underwhelming DC movies that we've gotten within the past year, maybe it'll go out on somewhat of a bang. And boy, was I wrong. I did not care too much for the story whatsoever. And knowing that this film was the last line of a dying extended universe or cinematic universe didn't sit well with me. But I know there's a lot of people out there who love this movie, and all I have to say is more power to you. There is a Aquaman fan out there somewhere who absolutely loved this movie, and I am very happy for them. But I feel like this movie just came out a little bit too late. I understand that we had the strikes going on between the actors and the writers, but when it came down to it, I didn't care too much for Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom. I found it to be pretty boring. Jimmy Woo is in the film, which is actually pretty cool. But overall, it just wasn't a good time. And I don't think I'll ever be revisiting this movie ever. Like, ever. I don't even think I own the first Aquaman on Blu-ray, to be completely honest. But I wanted to see what all the excitement was about because there were a lot of DC fans that seemed to have enjoyed this movie. And I know a few of my friends did as well. But Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom, not for me. But again, you can pick this up at your local retailer as of March 12th. So now that we've gotten that movie out of the way, I kind of wanted to do that movie first to kind of just, you know, put it out in the ether and never return to it ever again. Because the rest of these titles on this list, I personally think everyone should own. But again, it is up to you. Film is subjective, and that's what's beautiful about the medium. So next up we have here is Warner Brothers Wonka, which as of February 27th, again, you can pick this up at your local retailer. And again, this was actually another film I did not see in theaters simply due to the fact that towards the end of 2023, when it came to theatrical releases, there were so many things to watch towards the end. You had Aquaman, which we just covered. You had Wonka. You had The Color Purple. You had The Iron Claw. And if you haven't seen that movie, I highly, highly recommend it. And you also had Poor Things. That movie, Poor Things, was very fantastic as well. But there was a lot of reasons as to why I was not able to make it to the theater to see Wonka. But when I popped the 4K disc into my 4K player, I was blown away. I knew Timothée Chalamet was a great actor. I know that he has been for quite some time, but I didn't know how I felt about Warner Brothers making a prequel to Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, which stands to be actually one of my favorite movies from my childhood. And that is technically a musical for people who don't know. And I was not as surprised to find out that Wonka was also a musical. But Wonka is so whimsical, it is magical, it is out of this world. I know I said I wasn't going to talk too much about visuals or the tech specs here, but the visuals alone for Wonka was phenomenal. Like, I'm talking all of these super vibrant, bright colors, pinks and purples and reds and blues and greens, the whole nine, the whole movie was literal eye candy. And I think Timothée Chalamet did a fantastic job portraying Wonka. And you also had Olivia Colman in this film as well. It's one of those movies where I think it's a movie that's better than what the trailer let on. Because I watched the trailer a few times. I wasn't super sold on it. And I was like, you know what? I'm on a Timothée Chalamet high after watching Dune Part 2 twice so far. I have my tickets already booked up for a third viewing there, but I was on such a Timothée Chalamet high. I was like, you know what? Let me give Wonka a chance and let me see what else Timmy can do. And Timmy can do it all. For it, like, I'm on the Timmy train. I'm on the Chalamet train 100%. I love this movie. I think children would love this movie. It's a great family film. And I think this is a film that you should add to your Blu-ray collection without a doubt. When it comes to the music, it's actually really good. And Timmy's got a bit of a voice on him as well. It's one of those musicals where it's not every 5 minutes where they're singing, but there's a few songs splattered throughout there. And of course, you had Michael Keegan playing in this film as well as one of the cops of this town. And the banter between Timothée Chalamet and Michael Keegan was just phenomenal. I think Michael Keegan was perfect for this movie. It is a great movie. One of the biggest surprises of 2023. Definitely add Wonka to your Blu-ray collection. And speaking of all things that are purple and pink and red when it comes to the eye candy of Wonka, we're going to be talking about The Color Purple next, the remake that came out in 2023 on Christmas Day. And I absolutely love this movie. I love the original. I rewatched the original before seeing this movie on Christmas Day. I took my mom and I took my cousin with me. We spent the day at the movies. We got an early showing on Christmas Day and the theater was just packed. And when it comes to The Color Purple, when I was rewatching it at home, it just made me emotional all over again. You know, The Color Purple is in everything and definitely all over this movie. Again, this is a musical. So the remake of The Color Purple is based off of the Broadway musical, opposed to the Steven Spielberg film, which again is very good, but the Steven Spielberg version of this film is extremely heavy. It is dark, it is deep, and the book is 10 times of what Steven Spielberg was able to put on screen. But when it came to the Color Purple remake, I feel like this is the version for people who want to experience the story without the dark and heavy liftings of the original film, because the original film is very emotional. It's a lot of things, like any type of not negative emotion, but it is a heavy film and it is a very tough film for a lot of people to watch. But I absolutely loved the remake. I love the songs. It brought a new life into the Color Purple, as in, hey, you know, it can be what Steven Spielberg put out. It can be this overly emotional, overly heavy trials and tribulations type adventure. And you get those heavy moments in the Color Purple remake, but it is more so on the lighter side. It trims a lot of the fat from the Steven Spielberg version as well. And again, I loved watching this at home. It has a lot of special features that people should check out. A lot of special features don't really happen with 4K releases or just Blu-ray home releases, physical media in general. And there's a few others on this list that actually comes with an abundance of that, but we'll get to that when we cross that bridge. But The Color Purple is another film I think that everyone should add to their Blu-ray collection. And before I forget, this movie is also available at your local retail store as of March 12th. All right, on to the single series of this Blu-ray review roundup. We're going to be talking about Wednesday, starring Jenna Ortega. For people who do not know, Wednesday is a remake of the Addams Family, more of like a spinoff, I guess you could say, or a reimagining almost, if you will. But if you know who Wednesday is from the Addams Family, you're all caught up. This is a original story by Tim Burton, and it has all the Tim Burton-y things that you can ever expect a Tim Burton film to ever Tim Burton. I know that didn't make any sense, but it is wonderful. It's a mix between a drama, and it also has comedic beats. I know a lot of outlets have been calling Wednesday more of a comedy, and much like The Bear that's streaming on Hulu, I don't think this is a comedy. It has comedic beats, but I don't think that should really label Wednesday season one as a comedy. But I would say it's more of a murder mystery drama with a little bit of comedy sprinkled in there, because I laughed at some parts, but it was more of a shock value type thing, because you are unraveling a murder mystery here with a dash of Harry Potter, if you will, when it comes to this magical school that Wednesday goes to after she has been kicked out of every other school than the tri-state area. But it is a wonderful time. I'm so happy that Wednesday came to physical media, because as of now, you'll be able to pick up Wednesday season one on March 26th on Blu-ray only, so no 4K release, no DVD release. But it begs to wonder why Netflix does not release more of their popular shows on physical media for like Blu-ray, because I know they used to do it with Stranger Things. You can find season one and season two out there on Blu-ray. It may not be at the MSRP, but it's out there. And I think they definitely should continue that. But I'm glad that Netflix and Warner Brothers / MGM were able to give Wednesday season one a Blu-ray release. And I highly, highly recommend that you add Wednesday to your Blu-ray collection. All right. So on to the cream of the crop, in my opinion, when it comes to the fifth and final title of this Blu-ray review roundup, it is going to be The Hunger Games: The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. So if you are new to our channel, we have covered all of the Hunger Games films that you have to probably search for in our titles. And we've also covered The Battle of Songbirds and Snakes not too long ago. It came out this past November in 2023. And I think it was actually the first film that was given the green light to promote for actors and writers and producers and directors after both the writer's strike and the actor's strike. So this was the first film that people were able to properly promote without going in violation of the SAG-AFTRA strikes and the writer strikes as well. So I'm very, very excited that, you know, this film got all the love it could. We covered it here on the podcast with Devin, my co-host, and with friend of the show, Amanda, aka AMX NDA Reviews, on Instagram, Twitter, and Letterboxd. We had a fun time covering this, but when it comes to this Blu-ray, or this 4K Blu-ray release, I should say, it is phenomenal. Honestly, as a fan of the books, I could watch this all day long. Honestly, give me another hour of this, because there's so much that the movie was not able to cover that's in the books. Now, I understand you got to cut corners where you can, and I think for what Francis Lawrence did with this movie, because he is also directed Catching Fire, Mockingjay Part 1 and Part 2, and now The Battle of Songbirds and Snakes. I think he did a fantastic job with this adaptation. It is pretty much beat for beat what happens. There are a few scenes that had to be compressed, but there are a lot of conversations that are ripped directly out of the pages from the book and slapped onto the screen. And it was a blast rewatching this at home. I'm happy that this is on 4K. I've been looking for this for a very, very long time, and thankfully Lionsgate was able to send me a copy. So again, thank you to Lionsgate and for Warner Brothers for sending out these copies. But my gosh, out of all five of these titles, I would say that The Hunger Games: Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes has the most special features I've ever seen in a movie, probably since Oppenheimer came out. I think it's around almost 2 hours of special feature footage when it comes to this film. And as I'm looking on the back of this box, I actually need to correct myself. It's over 2.5 hours of special features for The Battle of Songbirds and Snakes. That is fantastic. That is flipping fantastic. I absolutely love that this film was able to give us so much special features when it comes to this movie. Some of the special features are on the 4K disc, and most of them are on the Blu-ray disc, but my gosh, you have the audio commentary, you have the theatrical trailers, you have the hanging tree. It's more like a kind of like a music video almost type of thing. But I absolutely love that we were able to get 2.5 hours, over 2.5 hours, I should say, of special features for a Blu-ray. We don't see that a lot, ever. And I think Oppenheimer, like I mentioned before, is the closest with around over 3 hours of special features. And ever since then, I mean, I just haven't, out of all the Blu-rays, out of all the reviews that I've done here on the show, I've never seen a movie packaged like this where it's like, hey, you know, we're not just going to just give you the movie, slap it on the disc and call it a day. We're going to give you as much special features behind the scenes that we can. And I think that is great for preservation. I think it's great for people out there who just want to know how movies are made, or people who are looking to go to film school and be the next Martin Scorsese or be the next Steven Spielberg. I think having those types of features on physical media is so important. And hats off to Lionsgate for going the extra mile when it comes to The Battle of Songbirds and Snakes special features. So as of February 13th, you can actually buy The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes at your local retailer as well. And I also want to mention that with these five titles that I just covered, they run around $25 to $30, depending on where you buy them. but that's going to be around the price range that you can probably pick these up. I believe Aquaman, Wonka, and The Color Purple are around $30 last time I checked. Wednesday is $30, possibly $35. If you look on Amazon, it'll give you the quote-unquote lowest price. But for season one for Wednesday, it's going to be no more than $30 to $35 altogether. And of course, for Battle in Songbirds and Snakes, actually, I believe I found this same listing on Amazon for around $25 and maybe $30 now. But again, that's going to be the price range for that film. So with all that said, that pretty much concludes this Blu-ray review roundup. I know that was a lot of information to get through. And I know I might have rambled a little bit, but I just love physical media so gosh darn much. And I hope that this was informative for you guys when it comes to physical media, because there's a lot of collecting out there. And, you know, you don't have to buy everything that comes out on Blu-ray. You just have to find the things that are worth it to you. The stories that you enjoy, that one actor you enjoyed in that one movie or possibly that one scene. It's all about what fits into your Blu-ray collection. And I hope this was informative, like I said before. But with all of that said, that concludes today's episode. If you enjoy what you heard, make sure to subscribe to our podcast on your preferred podcast platform of choice. And make sure to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Threads at Film Optics. Again, that is Optics with an X. And don't forget to share an episode of our podcast with a fellow movie lover out there, whether it be your mother, your brother, or your significant other. Spread the love for the Film Optics podcast with a movie lover in need. So again, thank you all for listening. Again, if you enjoy our show, if you enjoy our episodes, if you enjoy our banter, if you enjoy how informative our show may be, I don't know, show us some appreciation and throw us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And again, and those ratings help us place better within Apple's rating system, within Spotify's rating system. So yeah, leave us a 5-star review. And if you listened before and had listened to a few episodes before this one, go ahead and throw a 5-star review on there on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And again, make sure to stay connected with us by following us on Twitter and Instagram and Threads for the latest updates. My name is Christian, signing off. And remember, life is like a movie. So go out there and make it a blockbuster.